This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Traveling Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. We are from Jets Camp this morning in Florham Park, New Jersey. We're going to have a whole slew of guests for you, of course, talk a ton of baseball, but not only are we having a Jets day, but the big fella is back after a couple days off. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gio, and it's great to be back, and it's great to be back here at Jet Camp, especially with all the excitement surrounding, you know, Teddy Bridgewater and Sam Darnold. You know, Josh McCown hasn't even played. I don't even know if he's practicing right now. And, of course, the Jet-Giant game on Friday night here is a huge another test for what I believe will be the starting quarterback of the New York Jets. That will be Sam Darnold. He keeps getting better and better and better. There is legitimate excitement here. He's not going to lead them to the Super Bowl this year. I very doubt that that they're even going to make the playoffs. So it is a watered down, as I heard JJ in the dark talking over dark or overnight, whatever the hell it is. In
after
the dark.
After dark, whatever the hell it is.
JJ in the dark.
Talking about how, you know, the AFC is a watered down conference. It really is. I mean, there are not a lot of great teams, and it's one of the reasons why the Patriots are going back to the Super Bowl. That's just the way it is. They have that combination of McDaniels, Brady, and Belichick. But be that as it may, finally the Jets have what I believe to be a foundational piece that they can build their franchise around. And this kid has done everything that you could have asked of him to do up to this point. Are there going to be some ups and downs? Yes, there will be. I'm telling you, Jet fans, don't get all caught up in the overhype of a quarterback. Also, don't get too down on him when things don't go well. We have to see how he makes it through the first season. I think he's a pretty solid character guy. He's 21 years old, and he is far outplayed, I think, even my own expectations as to what I expected. So I think he's going to be the starting quarterback come week one, and if he gets benched or gets moved around or sat down a little bit, all that stuff will be normal. But he has exceeded every expectation that I have had for him, and it's one of the reasons why I advocated so hard for the New York Giants to draft the kid with number two.
Right. It's going to be fun to watch that as the years go by. My fear for the Jets and Sam Darnold going into training camp was that the Jets, their fans, this organization, the people in charge, were going to be so gung-ho on getting him in there and seeing him that he might be a little bit overvalued early, and maybe they jumped the gun just a little bit, even though you got two veterans there. But it seems like everything that they're saying and everything that we're hearing and what we've seen out there, it's all legit. It's been all legit so far. Jerry and I talked about it last week how some people wanted to say he took a step back in that second preseason game. Give me a break, please. I mean, what do you want him to do? Go out there and start that game and throw seven touchdowns and a half? I mean, he was fine. He was good. And there's some little things that he was doing there, like not turning the football over, keeping two hands on the ball, escaping rushes, things like that, where he looks like a veteran. So the expectations for the team aren't great. We know that. I mean, this is a team, if it wins seven games, that's a step in the right direction. But the expectations for Darnold right now are through the roof, and I really do believe that they are warranted. I don't think people are getting ahead of themselves. I think that he's making people get ahead of themselves because he's been just about perfect in every way to this point.
I would just say also remember that the NFL season, much like the baseball season, the basketball season, the hockey season, it's relentless. Every week there's a new challenge. Every week there's a new set of stress and anxiety levels that you hit, and this will be the first year that he experiences all those things, and he's doing it at the tender young age of 21. So there'll be some growing pains for sure, but he seems to really be saying all the right things. I love their quarterback room because I love the fact that Teddy Bridgewater is attempting a comeback, and he's done nothing but prove that he belongs in the NFL, whether it be here or somewhere else. The aspect that he has been able to take a hit, that he has been so accurate, that he's been poised, he's been calm, that he has been a welcome sight here at Jets training camp, and watching him go through now trying to reinvent himself and restart his career is awesome as well. And then you have the 39-year-old who hasn't even played in the game yet, and that's Josh McCown, who's like the older brother to both of these guys. So I think there's a really healthy sense of who the quarterback will be here in the future. There's a lot of support from older guys. I think the team itself, reading all of the, you know, all the quotes and headlines from all the players that are watching these three guys do it, that they are starting to believe that they got something pretty special here, whether it be Teddy Bridgewater or Sam Darnold for the future, that they feel really, really good about this quarterback room. And I don't really know the last time you could legitimately say that about the Jets for the long-term prospects. I'm not just talking about for the first year. Okay, Ryan Fitzpatrick had a really good year, almost took him to the playoffs. He came back the next year, almost, you know, the team fell flat on their face and all that other stuff. I think there was genuine excitement around that. But here now, you can tangibly feel it, especially from all the Jet fans that I run into. Everywhere I go, everybody wants to know, does this kid have what it takes? And by all accounts, everything that you've seen in the first two games, I think that you have to feel extremely positive about the future of the New York Jets and their quarterback situation.
Yeah, and I love Teddy Bridgewater. You know, having seen him with the Vikings, it was just a terrible situation with that injury. I mean, the whole trade for Bradford, it changed the face of the organization, quite frankly. I mean, Kirk Cousins wouldn't be there if it weren't for the Bridgewater injury and how everything happened with that. But with all that being said and how much I'm rooting for him, there is no point for the New York Jets to start Teddy Bridgewater at any point in this season unless Sam Darnold isn't ready. I mean, if they believe that Sam Darnold is ready, there's no point. And even if he's close to ready, I mean, I'm talking about it, that they want to see 100%, because there's no point where you're going. It's a one-year deal.
I know, but here's the only thing that throws a whole monkey wrench in all of this. You know, Josh McCown has done everything that the New York Jets have asked of him, except actually have to play in a football game here in the preseason.
Right.
While these two other guys are basically opening eyes all over the place. I don't understand why the whole thought process is that you have to trade Teddy Bridgewater. Why would you trade him?
I would keep him.
Then the question is, do you carry three quarterbacks on this roster, or is Josh McCown a potential trade target, or do you ask him to take less money to stay here? I mean, there's a lot of different variables that go into what's going on here at the quarterback situation. But my point is, if it's really, this is a franchise that's had a hard time finding that guy to build a team around. They now have two young guys that are playing exceptionally well. Why would you want to get rid of either one of them?
Well, I think if there's an injury somewhere with the way that Bridgewater has played and somebody is desperate. I mean, think about it. Did you think that Sam Bradford was going to garner a first-round pick by the Minnesota Vikings?
Well,
that's
a different story. Now,
right.
That's a totally different story.
But that situation could come up again somewhere.
Yeah, I know, but that's still hypothetical. I'm just saying right now, if all things remain the same,
right, there's
I'm
no
like,
reason
wait a minute, I got a young Teddy Bridgewater. It looks like he did 3 years ago, and I have a Sam Darnold, and the thing about that I love about Sam is just how big he is.
Yeah.
And just, you know, watching like him and Josh Allen the last couple weeks just playing, it's like, okay, they got it. They figured it out, and they're big, and they're strong, and they're not going to be overwhelmed. The other thing I will say is that Josh Rosen and Baker Mayfield look really good for their respective teams. So who knows, man? You might have Cleveland, Buffalo, and the Jets. Now, listen, could Cleveland, Buffalo, and the Jets turn into, I don't know, like the Patriots,
right,
the Steelers,
now,
and the Chargers?
Now we got to pipe
that. I don't, because, well, because they finally have guys.
Sure.
Where you could see the future, maybe, especially for Sam Darnold. You know, if Sam Darnold is good and he stays healthy, like, say, Tom Brady has stayed healthy, there is a very good chance that this could be a 15 to 20-year run for a kid that's 21 years old, and you're going to invest $500 million in him. Think about that for
a second. Josh Allen really did look great when he got that opportunity in his last preseason game, and his teammates were raving about
him. Well, he's not trash, as what's his name?
Jalen Ramsey said. Yes, Baker Mayfield, though, I really do think the Browns are going to be careful with that because of the history of all these quarterbacks that are thrown in there and getting chewed up, and they really like Tyrod Taylor. So I think you're going to – maybe you'll see him at some point this season. I don't think you're going to see him right away.
Oh, you're going to see him. You're going to definitely
see him. I think you're definitely going to see Sam Darnold week one. I mean, I would kind of be surprised if you didn't.
I would think that Josh Allen, because of what happened to A.J. McCarron now, he fractured his collarbone. Josh Allen is probably, you know, most likely to start unless Nathan Peterman, they feel a little bit better about him.
Remember when he came in through like five picks and five throws last year in one half?
Yes, exactly.
I felt
terrible. But then he came back later on in the season and calmed down and he was okay. But, you know, when you look at those four quarterbacks, I would tell you that all four quarterbacks look to me, at least after the first two preseason games, that they're not overwhelmed right now. You know, a lot of guys get in there, they get overwhelmed, they start throwing the ball all over the place. It's kind of like Davis Webb getting out there the first game against the Giants, and then he calmed down against the Detroit Lions. And you say, okay, there's a guy that's got some ability because he finally calmed down and he wasn't throwing the ball all over the building. So I would just say that all four quarterbacks look good. I think Sam Darnold is going to be a foundational player here, which is great for the Jets and the Jet fans, and the debate shall begin.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley versus Sam Darnold.
It's not going to stop for a long time either.
It's not. It's not going to stop. And, you know, the fact that the Giants did what they did, which is fine, you know, because they're going for it this year, it seems like. And the fact that the Jets were the next team and the Jets basically took Sam Darnold, this will be an interesting thing to watch out now over the next 10 years. It'll be fascinating.
Yeah, and unlike Saquon Barkley, I am worried about what's around Sam Darnold in this offense right now. It does concern me a little bit. The offensive line, I know they dealt with a couple injuries, including Kelvin Beachum, their left tackle, not playing in the second preseason game, which is certainly a big deal. But, I mean, weapons-wise, I mean, you could go one or the other way.
The one thing I do like is I do like the youth on defense, and I like the personalities on defense, and in order for this team to be good this year and be competitive, it's going to have to be their defense. It's going to have to keep them in games. And it's going to have to be, you know, led by Jamal
sure.
Adams. It's going to have to be that kind of intensity that he brings to the football field. Because think back to when Carson Wentz was handed the reins to Philadelphia a few years back, or when Russell Wilson was given the reins in Seattle his rookie year. You know, what do those teams have? Those teams had good, solid offensive lines, and they had solid defenses. So they could support a rookie quarterback until that rookie quarterback finally figured it out. And for Carson Wentz, it was his second year. For Russell Wilson, he figured it out pretty quickly. I think that Sam Darnold is ahead of where Carson Wentz was, it seems to me, watching him. I just don't necessarily know that they have the team around him right now to get the most out of him.
Yeah, he's got to get some pass catchers that are going to help him out. And it could go one or the other way. I mean, Robbie Anderson could have a great year. Terrell Pryor could come back and could have a great year. I mean, those things could have.
Jermaine Kearse is a good player.
Right, absolutely.
You know, even though he didn't know who I was up at the Travelers.
Right,
The fact of the matter is he is still a very solid and good player. And then you're waiting for Quincy Enunwa to see whether or not, and by all accounts, he looks great on the practice field.
But there's a lot of ifs there.
Well, I know, but there's going to be a lot of that stuff going on for the Jets, and I just caution Jet fans that, you know, you're not going to have your Super Bowl parade this year.
They know that.
This is going to be a growing process, and for all those people that were bitching and complaining about Sam Darnold throwing interceptions, he's got small hands and all that other stuff.
Well, you were one of the guys with the small hands.
But I wasn't bitching. I wanted him to be the pick to go to the Giants. I thought he would have been perfect for them.
He did have a lot of turnovers. That was a legitimate concern, that the turnover
happens.
Thing.
You know what? Phil Simms told me that Bill Parcells would tell him and scream at him, effing Sims, go out there and throw the freaking ball, and if you throw a couple interceptions, I don't care.
Yeah.
Just go out and throw the ball and relax.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, and you know, sometimes these young quarterbacks are so afraid to make a mistake that it gets in the way of them just playing.
Yeah, he doesn't look like that so far.
He does not look like that, and hopefully Jeremy Bates will continue to play to his strengths. Don't put him in too many difficult situations, but when you have to play with a rookie quarterback, the one thing that usually happens is it stunts everybody else around him, because they know he has to learn. He's got to learn how to communicate. He's got to learn to read things quickly. He's got to learn to anticipate. He's got to change plays at the line of scrimmage. He's got to change protections at the line of scrimmage. There's a ton of things that he has not seen yet that are going to confuse him, and how he comes through that confusion will determine how long he plays and how well he plays.
And I'm coming for Phil Simms if Darnold is great, because he was giving me a lot of crap at the draft show about that. Not that he didn't like Sam Darnold, but I thought he should have been taken number one by the Browns, and I couldn't believe that the Giants then passed on him too when he went to three, and I was like in a lather about it. He was making fun
of
me.
I thought the Browns, the way I felt about it is I thought that the Browns should have drafted Saquon Barkley number one. They should have then at number four had their pick of either Baker Mayfield or Josh Allen,
right,
and take one of those two guys. But for me, the fact that this all worked out for the Jets, I think they are so happy.
Well, they're due for some luck, right?
That they got the guy that ultimately they ended up getting, because I don't believe that they thought he was going to be there.
No.
I still think that they thought that it was going to be Baker Mayfield, which would have been great, too. If Baker Mayfield would have been here, that would have been fantastic,
too. Well, his personality is perfect for either one of those places. Now, the Jets have had a lot more success than the Browns in recent memory, but just that changing of the attitude at that position deal, Baker Mayfield would have been perfect for here. He would have been perfect for the Browns, but I also think, I mean, the Sam Darnold personality is pretty good, too, because He's more even-keeled. He's not really combustible, at least from a personality standpoint. He seems like all the stuff surrounding the history of the Jet quarterback is not going to get into his head.
Well, believe me, we'll talk to him later on today, and I'll bring it all back up to him. So don't worry about that. And then, you know, the other thing I will say about Baker Mayfield, I believe he'll be good because he's got Todd Haley. And if you watch Hard Knocks.
Yeah, I know. I've been watching.
Todd Haley's crazy. I mean, he's basically flat-out nuts.
Right.
And that's probably one of the reasons why Ben and all those guys got kind of tired of him in Pittsburgh. But he's going to be great for Baker Mayfield. He's going to be great for Cleveland. He will not take any crap from anybody. And he will run his offense the way he wants to run it. He can say whatever he wants about Hugh Jackson and all this other stuff. It's Todd Haley's show, man. I'm telling you, just like on defense, it's Greg Williams' show.
Yeah, I was thinking of you during that scene in Episode 1 where Hugh Jackson was saying that he needed to rest players like Duke Johnson because he wanted to prevent injuries because he thought that keeping him out of some practices would make sure that he would not miss practices later on in training camp and in the season. And Todd Haley basically, he takes his hat off, he's sitting in his chair with his hands on his head, and he's trying to be respectful to Hugh Jackson because you definitely have the Todd Haley mentality and not the Hugh Jackson mentality.
Well, Todd Haley and I have the toxic mentality of football, meaning that it takes hard work, it takes dedication, it takes support of one another, and you all got to be in the foxhole together, especially when you're on the road. You know, so Todd Haley knows from being in Pittsburgh, being with Parcells, and being around, you know, in Kansas City when you had to go to Oakland and play football, and you're the only group of guys that care about you are the guys in your uniform. You know, you got to make sure everybody's on that same page and everybody's got the same level of dedication because you're only as good as the most or the least dedicated guy on your team.
Yeah.
And every coach knows that all across the country. And it doesn't matter what level you're coaching. You have to make sure that everybody has the same level of dedication. And I think that Todd Haley probably felt that Hugh Jackson was taking a little bit of the foot off the gas, if you will.
Well, I mean, this is a guy who's
at a especially 1-30, what, 1-33
right,
or something?
Right, exactly. And he's coming from the Steelers.
1-31?
Beat up.
1-31.
Whatever it is. So, I mean, he's coming from the Steelers, and they beat up him then constantly as a joke. And he's saying he shows up here with the same head coach. We can't do things the same way.
No. Listen, we've been kicking your ass for so long, and right. Now I know why.
Yeah, right.
Because we got a head coach that's, you know, taking a foot off the gas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.